Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Pugh, P-U-G-H, Bean, good morning. 9-8-2022. Her date of birth is 4-27-87. This is a 35-year-old woman with a history of Ehlers, E-H-L-E-R-S dash Danlos, D-A-N-L-O-S syndrome, which was diagnosed at age 28. She suffers from chronic fatigue syndrome, POTS, IBS, fibromyalgia, CRP, hypothyroidism, IgM deficiency, gastroparesis, migraine headaches, neurogenic bladder, PCOS, mastocytosis, who I have evaluated today for possible palliative care. The patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, 15 pounds to be exact, since last month. She is only able to eat salt. She's only able to drink Boost and eat baby food because of her esophageal spasm. The patient is not a candidate for percutaneous gastrostomy to period. She has received PT and OT in the past to no avail. She's a writer, and she's a prolific writer and likes to read, period. New paragraph, she's 35 years old, as I mentioned. She has no children. She lives by herself after she got divorced years ago. She was a nurse at Baylor and smokes and doesn't drink alcohol and uses Marinol and THC to control her pain. COVID immunization, not a candidate for COVID immunization. Family history, dad with heart disease, stent placement, diabetes, mom with lots of health issues, organ transplant, liver disease, Crohn's disease. Surgical history, has had over 34 surgeries in her life, allergy none. Patient review of system. Currently, patient has an open scalp wound that she's had since age 22. It has been debrided many times, has required hospitalization many times. Patient has grown MRSA many times. The infectious disease has decided she's not a candidate for any more antibiotics, IV or PO. She's had skin grafts, history of osteomyelitis. She's wheelchair-bound because of her severe weakness. She used to be able to drive her ADA-fit van, but she's no longer able to do so. She suffers from chronic severe fatigue, which is a huge deal because she used to be a figure skater. Patient is in severe pain at all times, all over, because of her EDS, period. She also has severe weakness, suffers from depression, chronic headaches, she has a splint in place on her right wrist, status post recent fall, severe history of aspiration, nausea and vomiting, not able to take most medications down, abdominal pain, rash, she states that she dislocates her joint on a daily basis, which causes severe pain. History of ADHD, symptoms of anesthesia, asthma, autoimmune disease, symptoms of cough and congestion due to bronchiectasis, pain related to degenerative disc disease and CRP, esophagitis, symptoms of esophagitis, fibromyalgia, and gastroparesis. She has trouble with severe reflux. She has trouble with bowels, chronic bowel pain, insomnia. She has a history of kyphosis, which causes severe back pain. Also has chest pain related to a mitral valve prolapse, difficulty with bowel and bladder because of neurogenic bladder and neurogenic bowel. Patient has lower extremity pain, because of neuropathy and complex reflex complex sympathetic dystrophy. She has symptoms of tachycardia, no back pain, omit back pain because of scoliosis, and weight loss that was mentioned earlier. Period. Her current medication, please see the dose per chart, but includes a clindamycin lotion, ultravate lotion to the scalp, B12 injection, Valium, Bentyl, Diltiazem, Lamotil, Duloxetine, Duloxetine, Emalgity, Emgality, N, Amantadine, Iron, Glucosamine, Chondroitin, Hydroxyzine, Hyqvia, that's Hyqvia, Lactobacillus solution, Levalbuterol, Zyrtec, Levothyroxine, Lidocaine patches, Metoprolol, and Midodrine, Midodrine, because of histohypertension and hypotension, Remeron, Nystatin cream, Zofran, Oxybutyn, Protonix, Lyrica, Promethazine, Sumatriptan, Tizanidine, Tramadol, Vitamin C, and Zopanex. Patient's biggest problem at this time is pain because her Tramadol is no longer controlling her symptoms. On exam, we find Rachel to be a pleasant 35-year-old, very weak, pale young lady. Blood pressure is 90 over 60, pulse is 80, respiration is 20, a febrile heart, pulses, one pulse, two lungs are clear, abdomen tender, but I cannot appreciate any hepatospillin. A megalilo extremity has a trace edema bilaterally with positive pulses, neurological movement for all four extremities. There's a dressing over her scalp with her chronic wound MR, and which was described above, and a splint in her on her right wrist. Period. Assessments here, we have a very unfortunate 35-year-old woman with a history of EDS, causing severe pain, chronic fatigue, weight loss, not able to eat, chronic joint pain, chronic joint dislocation, pain related to CRP. Other symptoms include gastroparesis, chronic aspiration, difficulty with solid food, severe weakness of the lower extremity, chronic dislocation of her joints, nausea and vomiting on a regular basis, history of aspiration, who's in desperate need of pain medication to control her symptoms. Patient will continue to receive nursing care and nursing aides care at home, along with palliative treatment. She's no longer able to travel. She's no longer able to drive. She's no longer able to get to her doctor's office. There's been a major change in her activity level and with her weakness, and hence the reason for palliative care at home, period. Patient is on numerous medication. The doses have been provided on a separate sheet, but the list was provided above. Must consider her drug interaction when it comes to treating her pain, period. She has been on Duragesic in the past. She has been on MS Cotton and Dilaudid in the past, and a pain pump which had to be removed, as well as multiple history of ganglionic blocks. Patient was under the care of multiple pain management physicians in the past, but is no longer able to travel to see any of them, and hence the reason for palliative care. Thank you.